Whoa, it's been way too long since we've had our in-house pet vet on. Her name is Dr. Marie Holloway, Chuck, critical care vet in Alberta. Good morning, Marie. How are you?
Good morning, Angelo. I'm great. It's funny. Ever since John asked me to be back on the show, that song has been playing over in my head. I was like, oh my goodness. It's been a while since I've heard the intro.
Oh, we love it. We absolutely love it. You've been well?
I've been very well, thank you. Yeah, keeping busy. It's, of course, crazy times for all of us right now, but, making the most of it and doing what we can, and that's all you can do, right?
That's all we can do. Stay positive and keep striving forward and know that the sun will rise tomorrow, and it definitely will. We have faced far worse things than this. Trust me on that one.
Yeah.
I see you've been very active. Extremely active. Every time I turn around, I see another Dr. Marie Holloway-Chuck blog up on the internet. My God, how do you find time for anything?
Well, it's been busy, like I said. It's been good. But, it's easy. I mean, I think you know this. When you're really passionate about something and you enjoy talking about it and you feel, enthusiastic about sharing with other people, then it's just easy. It comes easy, I love writing and sharing and teaching, and it's great.
And most of your stuff that I've read is you're trying to help your community, and your community is vets, veterinarians.
Veterinarians. Yeah.
How they're dealing with mental stresses of the job. And I told you this on the program way back when you started going down this path. Most of us don't even think of that. We don't think that your community would struggle with mental issues, but it's happening all over, right?
Yeah, I think the outside from the client's perspective, the pet owner looking in, they think, gosh, vets have an amazing job. They get to be with animals all day, and so many people growing up wanted to be a veterinarian, and we just thought that would be amazing. And, the reality is, we've talked about this on the show before, it is a really hard job. And now more than ever, with the financial situation being so dire, if people can't afford care for their pets, then vets are often put in a really difficult position of having to euthanize a pet they could save, and or trying to rehome pets, or, we've shared on the show before the cost of animals. And I hear this is one thing I'm cringing twice in the last 2 days. I've heard people say, now that we're home and the kids are home and we have all this time, we're going to get an animal. We're going to get a pet. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, please research and please make sure that you can afford it, and please get health insurance. And, because it's just not, this is not just a thing to do when you're bored, this is a big life decision about another being that you're going to be looking after, and pets are expensive. And when pet owners forget that, suddenly the blame is all on the veterinarian. Why can't you fix them? And why is it so expensive? And, and it's not just that. There's lots of factors at play, but bottom line is, yes, our job is hard. Owning a business is hard. Running a business is hard. It's expensive to run a veterinary hospital. It's a whole hospital wrapped up in one. It's not like going to your physician where they have exam rooms and a stethoscope and that's it. We have an x-ray machine and a surgery suite and dental equipment. And it's expensive. And that's why it costs so much. And people just don't understand.
I want to talk to you also about that. First of all, I want to talk to you about the business end of it and how it's being impacted right now. But I also want to talk about pets and the role that they may or may not play in the final outcome of this. Well, we'll call it the pandemic war, if you will. What place, pets will play in this final outcome. Can you stay with us for a couple of more minutes? I do have to take a quick break, Marie.
You bet, Angelo.
Dr. Marie Holloway-Chuck, a critical care pet from Alberta, on the line with us. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.
Want to get social? Great Canadian Meat wants you to get out there and have some real fun with real friends. Power down the phone and power up and eat some energy by reaching for our delicious assortment of meat snacks like jerky or pepperoni sticks. After all, you've got a ton on the go and no time to stop. So reach for the mouth-watering taste of Great Canadian Meat. The Great Canadian Meat Company. Available everywhere. Or shop online at greatcanadianmeat.com.
This is Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Late summer hockey. I'm Maria Saint-Aubin with your Sportsnet Central update. NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly says the league is prepared to play into August if need be, and they may need to, as yesterday on Leadoff, NHL insider Elliot Friedman says he believes camps won't be starting anytime soon.
I would be surprised if we're starting these camps before mid-June. But again, my stance on the whole thing is that we won't know where we are really until the end of April, beginning of May.
You can catch the full interview on sportsnet.ca/590. In baseball news, yesterday MLB owners ratified their 17-page agreement with the Players Association in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Players are willing to extend the season to have as close to a full schedule as possible. According to World Athletics President Sebastian Coe, the date of the World Track Championships is in limbo. He said there are plenty of options for rescheduling next year's event in Eugene, Oregon, but for now, there can be no decision until the IOC decides on a schedule for the Olympics. And former Humboldt Bronco Ryan Strzemski has filed a $13.5 million lawsuit against those he accuses of being responsible for the 2018 crash that paralyzed him and killed 16 others. Among those being sued are Broncos bus driver Glenn Dirksen, who was killed in the collision, along with truck driver Jaskarat Singh Sidhu, who was serving 8 years in prison for causing the crash, the governments of Alberta and Saskatchewan, and the companies that own the vehicles. The lawsuit was filed Monday. Streaming live on the Sportsnet app, this is Toronto Sports Radio, Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Yeah! Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
I took my pet to the vet, 'cause her tummy was upset. When we got there to the vet, my pet started to sweat.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. Stephen Labadie and Andrew Holland assisting me today. Shepherding you through the outdoors and helping us with our pet needs is Dr. Marie Holowaychuk from Critical Care Vet in Alberta. There, I got it right that time because apparently I didn't. Apparently I screwed up on that one, Marie.
It's all good.
Okay, so first of all, you make a really good point. So folks have got problems right now. If they don't actually have real financial burdens, they are afraid of financial burdens, so they may be maybe thinking twice before taking a pet to the vet. How does this impact that whole industry?
Well, it's been huge. There's been so much talk across our specialty listserv and, you know, from all the veterinary organizations, but there's no question that veterinary hospitals are impacted. It's a catch-22 because veterinarians are considered essential services, so we need to be there for pet owners, but we also need to protect our team members, you know, just like all businesses are trying to protect their staff and their team right now. And so a lot of veterinary hospitals, general practices, have gone to only seeing urgent appointments. They've canceled wellness exams. They canceled spays and neuters because they're trying to conserve medical supplies. We need surgical masks and surgical gloves and all of these supplies that are in very short demand right now. And quite frankly, when you're in a crisis situation like a pandemic, we have to divert those resources into the human health system. It would be unethical, really, for us, as much as we love our pets and everything else, to use those supplies when there are human beings who are in need. So a lot of hospitals have gone to veterinary hospitals have gone to shorter hours. I know a lot of veterinarians and techs who have been laid off. Those who are working, most of them have completely gone to a zero client contact business. So they talk to the clients, the pet owners by phone, they take payment by phone, somebody gets all, you know, gowned and protected, and then they go to the car and they take the pet into the hospital, and they do their examinations, they do their treatments, whatever is needed. 24/7 emergency hospitals are still open, so if they're in need of critical or intensive care, like what I would provide, then they get shuttled off to these bigger hospitals. Otherwise, you know, the general practice vets are doing what they can and really trying to limit that contact with pet owners. But, you know, hours have been decreased, businesses are being impacted, team members are scared because you know, they don't want to get sick either. And they're screening owners, you know, like, have you traveled? Have you, you know, have you been in contact with anyone who's been sick? But as we know from what we've all heard on the news, is you can be asymptomatic, you can be without symptoms, and you can be carrying the virus. So anytime that you're exposing yourself within close proximity to another human, you're at risk.
Yeah, Marie, the thing too is, and I'm sure you have the answer, but I'm not completely clear on this. Are animals exempt from this whole craziness? Yeah. I mean, are they carriers?
That's a good question.
Even get it?
Yeah, such a good question. You know, so currently, it would seem that they appear to be very resistant. We have only documented, I say we, two dogs in Hong Kong were diagnosed as positive a few weeks ago. On separate instances, both dogs belonged to owners who were diagnosed and sick with COVID-19.
Wow.
They tested these dogs over a period of several days to see if it was like a false positive. Was it just contamination? You know, were they licking the owner and then they just, you know, got it in their nose? And the tests were repeatable and were sequential. So, but both of these dogs did not get sick. And so what we believe is that dogs can carry the virus. We do not think that there is a high likelihood of transmission from dogs to people. We believe that in these cases that it was people, human to dog, and that the dogs did not show symptoms. Therefore, you know, it is possible that dogs could be more resistant. We don't know very much about cats and other species. We still have, you know, more learning to do in that regard. The bottom line is, if you are sick or you know someone who is sick with COVID-19, they are recommended to really reduce contact with their pets. So same as you would for a human in your household, you want to stay distant, you want to stay separate, because we're still learning and it is likely that you could give it to your pet, and we don't know. Some pets may get sick, and of course we don't have a vaccine or special treatment for pets yet either. So use the same precautions, but there should be no fear out there perpetuated that animals, you know, dogs and cats and companion animals are carrying this disease. The virus probably originated from an animal in China. That's what they suspect right now, but not in the companion animal population.
I'm so glad you shared that with us, because I'm sure that it's been a concern of many a pet owner, but nobody's really talking about it. So good on you for that. Did I misread here? Are we expecting a new member of the family?
Yes, I... That was out of left field. Yes, I'm expecting a baby at the end of May.
Well, congratulations.
Baby girl.
Good for you. That's fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm pretty excited. It's albeit terrifying at this point in time to be bringing a baby into a pandemic, but hopefully things will be different by then.
Oh, I'm sure. As I keep saying, the sun will rise. It will rise again for sure.
Yeah.
Marie, you're a breath of fresh air. Always a pleasure having you on the program. I know you've been running ragged for the last little while, and that's why we haven't heard from you, but please stay in touch, and we'll hopefully speak about more positive things the next time around.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, Angelo. Take care.
Our pleasure. If you want to follow Dr. Marie Holloway-Chuck or get a hold of her or find out what she's up to, it's criticalcarevet.ca, criticalcarevet.ca.